Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Start singing, then I do my dance and I feel, oh Lord, so good, my Lord. Listen, hey. Hebrews 13 and 8. It's right before James. Where we find these words which are recorded, it's on our screen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Thank you. You may be seated. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Forever. I want to pull from that scripture verse the topic, the contemporary Jesus. The contemporary Jesus. That word contemporary means living or occupying at the same time. And the word Jesus means Savior or Deliverer. When we put it together, we can see that we have a Savior and Deliverer at the same time here on earth. The world saw God manifested in flesh, and the world did not recognize him. So I asked the question this morning, if Jesus were here today, would we recognize him? This Jesus, who we need to know and recognize, the Bible said he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Antioch, this tells us that Jesus does not change. How many times have you seen things change? Seasons change. It's cold today and warm tomorrow. The time change, daylight saving time, and it just messes you up. Friends change because a true friend will be with you, but a friend may not. There's a difference between a true friend and friend. Our physical body change. I used to weigh 140 pounds. Now I weigh 240. Our mind changed because we don't remember the things that we used to remember. When I was a student at Bishop College, I used to memorize whole lectures that my professor would give us and then spill it back out. And now that I've gotten old, I just barely can remember a verse. Our educational level changed. We go from high school to college to grad school. Our homes change. It's been said that we will live in at least 7 homes in our lifetime. 7. Our cars change because what's new today, tomorrow is used. We can go on and on. It's been said that change is inevitable. Today, my brothers and sisters, we are living in a contemporary society. With all of its changes. And one would ask, or could ask, what would Jesus look like today? That's a good question. Would Jesus, my brothers and sisters, have long hair and a long beard? Would Jesus wear a robe or would he wear a suit? One of the things that we know according to Jewish custom is that Jesus wore the garments of the Jewish people at a time for not only was he wearing those garments, but Jesus wore those garments because it was the custom. Well, Jesus was from Nazareth. But Jesus was not of the order of the, nor the custom of the Nazarites. Jesus' order was higher, and Jesus' priesthood was established by God the Father. For Jesus is our great high priest who make intercession on our behalf. He's petitioning the Father. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, for he is our great high priest, petitioning the Father for all of the things that you and I receive today. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Earthly leaders of the church come and go. Pastors come and go. You can look at the wall in our annex, and you can see all of the pastors who have been this way. Earthly leaders come and go. They live and they die. However, Jesus lives forever. He is one that is not in the past tense, but in the present tense. When we think about what Jesus is doing, he is unchanging and unaffected by mortality or anything else that would hinder or cause a delay. The same Jesus is providing for us not only leadership, but the same Jesus is providing for us counseling and encouragement, strength, and whatever we might need in this life. Under Jesus' leadership, Jesus called men to follow him, and they were called disciples. And when he left this world, he gave a great commission to go and make more disciples. And what that tells us is that Jesus set the example for how men are to live and to treat one another while he was here. He set the example of love, the example of commitment, and the example of dedication. Secondly, the followers of Jesus can rely on him. The followers of Jesus, you and I can rely on Jesus. We can base that conduct on the certainty of Jesus' unchanging nature. No matter how much I change, Jesus is going to remain the same. No matter what direction I go, Jesus is going to stay the same. No matter how I talk, Mike, Jesus is going to still remain the same. He's unchanging. And when we think about this unchanging nature, what it tells us is that the first readers of Hebrew in this particular book and those who follow today should never lose heart concerning Jesus' unchanging nature. I may change today, but Jesus won't change. The certainty of his action and his attributes will not change. For as believers, we can trust his help. We can trust his grace. We can trust his power. And we can trust his guidance forever, not just for a little while or not temporary. If we need help, the Lord said, you can trust me to help you. If you need my grace, my oversupply of grace, you can trust me to give it to you. If you need any power to rise up in the morning, I'm there to wake you up. If you need guidance as to direction as to where your life is headed, all you have to do is depend on me, for I will give you what you need. Jesus is unchanging. The same Jesus in biblical days is the same Jesus that we can trust today. We can trust his help in whatever situation we might be in. Jesus said, I know there are times that you get sick, but you can trust me to heal you. Because through the Bible, we are told that he healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, even raised the dead. Gave the lame to walk. Antioch, this was part of his grace. God's inexhaustible supply of goodness for you and I. That's the contemporary Jesus. Antioch, when everything around us is changing, and we don't know what to believe, you got to get this, or what to think, we can always know that Jesus remained the same. When folks who have a platform, a national, global platform, who can stand up and not speak the truth, but consistently speak a lie, the same Jesus who knows it all and above all sees everything, the one who is doing it and why he is doing it and the purpose for what he is doing. And you can read through the lines on what I just said. Over the last several years, we have been introduced with a philosophy that have nothing to do with the Bible. And it's being propagated and established and decreed now. The Bible said in the last days, we can expect those things. And we now, my brothers and sisters, see the fruit of the message that is being established. And it's not going to stop. Which states that the truth is not the truth. Juliana. Y'all get it. When a man can tell you that the truth is not the truth, what is truth? Jesus said, I am truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And now there's a philosophy and there's a doctrine that say the truth is not the truth. And now we're so confused, we don't know the truth from a lie. Even the news commentators and reporters are challenging. We don't know now what to believe. Why is it that we don't know what to believe? The truth is in God's word. God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now the question is, what is it that we believe? Antioch. When did right become wrong and wrong become right? When did a democracy slip in aristocracy? When did the world buy what the Hebrew writer said in that ninth verse? Do not be carried away by various and strange teachings. You ought to know whether I'm preaching the truth. Because when someone is preaching the truth, normally the response is amen. Don't be carried away by strange doctrine, strange teaching that said the truth is not a truth. Don't allow confusion. All confusion comes from, where my Bible says. There you go. All confusion comes from one source. And if we're confused today, there's a source behind it. We're not to be overly concerned about strange teaching. Just stick to the word. For God's word is good for the heart. And you know, the more we listen to the worldly teaching, the more we get sick. You know, you listen to that stuff and you get sick. Jesus is reminding the church.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.